Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalja, the CEO of Recycle-Co. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, you were in Phoenix. What was going on there?
That was the NatBat annual conference where, many companies from the battery industry came together, including recycling, different battery technologies. We got an opportunity there to present on Recycle-Co and the progress we've made with our technology. It was a sold out show. I think over 600 people attended, and it was just great connecting with some of these different groups that, we're mostly having these, online conversations together with, but getting a lot more done there in these in-person meetings as well, when we're together at these events. But, now that we're back, I think the big highlight of the week, in the industry was really Tesla's Investor Day, because, I think no matter what you think about Tesla, they're really the company that's brought this whole industry to the scale it is at and created all this competitive tension with other automotive companies. And they've inspired so many other people to work on innovations in, manufacturing, battery technologies, AI, and even battery recycling. And, a few notes I took from that Investor Day or their master plan part three is the continuous improvement they're doing to drive all in costs down. And they're really great at breaking the mold and making what everybody thought the impossible possible. For their plans and to shift the world to sustainable energy, we really need to solve the world's material supply challenge. And I think that bottleneck is going to be getting mines online fast enough and increasing their refining capacity to make these battery materials, right? Because they state to get to 100% electrification, we're going to need to get to 240 terawatt hours of storage. And just a quick back of the napkin calculation from, we'll quickly show you that we'll need a whole lot more lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt than what we have today. In production. I don't believe we'll be able to mine for all of these materials. And it just really tells me how key of a role recycling is going to be playing in shifting the world to sustainable energy and, supplying future battery production. But moving on from there, we do have a busy week ahead. We are preparing for a trip to Korea, where we'll be attending the Interbattery Conference as well. We have a full week of meetings and we'll be going on some site visits. So like I said, with the kind of world opening up and business travel, increasing, it's getting out there in person, does wonders. And I think even for visitors to our demonstration plant, you get to touch and feel and really shows what our demonstration plant is all about and what we've been able to achieve. And regarding, the demonstration plant, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, we do continue, and send our upcycled materials to third parties for analysis and electrochemical testing. And these are all really important steps in, analyzing the material, qualifying that product and looking at what could be done on larger scales as well, right? And this is all, we're also, along with the, preparing engineering data and designs for commercial scale up plans. Like I said, these are key steps to developing commercial scale up projects with top companies. And it really, I think, demonstrates our know-how in this space and with that technology. And I think that commands a level of respect, especially when, individuals come and see the real work and data that's been put in over the years. That's really a strong indication. I'm really confident with, what we have coming ahead and, the continued development of the Recycle-Co technology.
Zarko, for people new to the company, what is Recycle-Co all about?
So Recyclical is a lithium ion battery recycler and upcycler. So take lithium ion battery waste and create battery ready materials such as lithium hydroxide or lithium carbonate, and as well as precursor cathode active materials. And these materials are ones that have also been made into new battery cells for testing and to show, you know, to complete full circularity of that supply chain of battery materials.
And where are you traded, and how can people get more information about Recyclico?
So we are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4. And you can get more information on our website, www.recyclico.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalja. He's the CEO of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on March 3rd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.